You're lucky I'm even letting you breathe the same air as them. The fact that you still have your eyes after gazing into their beauty is proof enough I respect you and your work. Please, don't push my kindness. You're starting to step on my feet now and getting in the way between me and my darling.
If it wasn't for me, Mary wouldn't even be knocked out right now. At least not safely. And I was here first. They haven't left my gate for the past 2 weeks since preparing for tonight. Yes, you seem to be nowhere in sight for more than half that time.
You act like knocking someone out is hard. I took out their entire family, and you don't hear me bragging about it. And that's a low blow. Do you know how hard it is to leave the side of my darling? I was practically in tears when I had to leave. But I couldn't just let that fiend belittle my darling by spewing their disgusting flirts. Who did they think they are? The audacity of someone corrupting my darling's ears with something as horrid as... Hi. Nice to meet you. Ugh. I'm just getting grossed out thinking about it. I had to take care of them, as much as it pained me to lose sight of my darling.
Knocking people out permanently is much different than knocking them out. You've done a great job making sure there were no witnesses. But I think it's time you leave me and my love alone. They need to be cradled and comforted with care. Not with your boorish ways. You'd probably crush my little puppy in your arms just by hugging them. You should be lucky I'm allowing you to love from far. Social distancing is important, you know.
Ew. I could hug darling just fine. And pet him perfectly, too. And it's not like everything I do is with my hands. I have tools. I'm not some brainless brute. Darling deserves my love. My protection. Not the protection from some softy. They can't even knock out someone correctly.
My love is far more protective than yours. Your bloodlust is too obvious. You would let Kitty just walk around outside. Instead of crushing every head you see, you just have to prevent your adorable pet from ever leaving its nest.
Yeah, I'm done with this. Leave me and my darling alone, or you'll be another one of those heads you seem so scared to crush.
Oh? No, you're really going to say that in front of your darling?
What?
What happened to the cutesy demeanor you've been practicing ever since we were childhood friends with Birdie? Darling.
You knocked them out, though.
They've been awake for a while. Unlike you, I don't send people into comas.
Oh, darling, I missed you. Don't you want to spend all of eternity with me?
Do you really trust someone that hasn't been honest with you? Your entire friendship being a lie. You'll be so much safer with me. I'd never let you go.
Darling is mine!
Why don't we let our love decide who they want to spend the rest of their lives with?
You underestimate the connection my darling and I share. They'll always choose me.
Why would they ever want to choose you? When I can make all the choices for my precious pet from now on, they'll be cradled and cared for and never have to worry about anything ever again. You seem to not really understand your so-called darling, especially when everything you've built with them has been nothing but sugar-coated lies. I've been honest. Always soft and caring, preparing them for their comfy future for all of eternity.
Move aside. I'll prove my love and affection for my darling is real. I'm taking my seat on the throne made just for me. See? Can't you feel it? Our hearts beat together. We were made for each other. Ever since we met, I knew you were my darling. The way you make me feel, it's almost like we're the only two people in the world. Whenever you're in front of me, it's as if time stopped. Just sharing the same breath as you, being able to feel your warmth. Everything about you makes me crazy. Can't you see? Everything I've done is for you. All those girls that smiled at you. All those boys that held open a door for you. All those women that hugged you. Those men that shook your hands. Those teachers that spoke to you. Those family members who looked at you. Friends laughing with you. Taking darling away from me. Disgusting. All of them, they made my skin crawl. You would be so proud of me too. I only taught them a little lesson. Some of them even have older fingers. And I'm sure their nails have grown back by now.
Why do you think your friends and family seem so distant, despite everything seeming so good?
The same can't be said for those that flirted with you. Or worse, insulted you. These so-called friends of yours, there's no way they hadn't caught feelings for you. No one could be around you without falling in love. You're too perfect. After all, you're my world, my darling. I can't blame those creatures for seeing your beauty. But those pigs should have known you're taken. They should know you're mine. Those smiles they gave, I mean, who says good morning or how are you? Or, worst of all, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. It pisses me off just thinking about it. Such blatant flirting. And they dare do it in front of me? I mean, at least do it behind closed doors, not in the same space as my precious darling. To think, some of them even made the mistake of telling me they had a crush on you.
Everyone else was suffering the pressure of the winds.
Friends aren't worth the threat of darling swaying before falling for me. But now you're here. You're with me. Can't you feel this warmth? My arms around you are real. This warmth and love is all for you, my darling. You know, I've done all this as a showing of my love for you. That's how you know it's real. I've done so much for you. I've suffered through so much pain, showed so much restraint, having to watch the genuine smiles you give to others. My darling. And I didn't even rip out their throats. I can't blame you though. My darling is so thoughtful. So caring. So lovable. Just so genuine of a person. That's why I needed restraint. To keep you locked up like a pet is wrong. You need to spread your wings and enjoy friends. Just as long as those friends don't spread their wings too close to my darling.
Oh,
hey.
On the topic of locking you up like a pet, I think your time with my puppy is up. It's my turn with the kitten. The true owner to the throne I so graciously allowed you to sit upon. Oh, there, there. That scary lady is gone now. I know. It was so scary, wasn't it? It's okay. I'm here for you now. Everything is going to be okay. There you go. I'll always be here for you. You'll always be safe in my arms. perilous one. As long as you stay with me. The outside world hurts. It's filled with pain, anxiety, stress, and responsibilities. Do you really want to worry about what your so-called friends are saying behind your back? Do you really want to stress about work or school? The fear of failing. If you never even try, you'll never be heard. You don't have to have expectations or worry about reaching others' expectations when there's only me. Isn't that nice? No more worries. No more stress. Just comfort, warmth, and care. You will always be my one and only. All the others lie and manipulate. No one is your friend for no reason. There's always a benefit to them. They lie, put on fake smiles and fake personalities around you. They're all chameleons, unlike you, my precious bunny, my genuine, sweet, and real. You are the only one who deserves my love. The only person who doesn't hide behind a mask. Your smile is always real. A fire that warms everyone around you. I need to cuddle that fire. Protect it.
You'll just smother it if you don't let the flame go wild. Think of all the adventures you'd miss being trapped inside a fireplace. We could be a wildfire. Firestorm.
Don't forget, I've been the only one real with you. Honest to you. We're the only ones not fake. I've never lied to you. Unlike this brute whispering sweet nothings into your ear. How much of her is real? How much is fake? You saw her true nature come out when you were still waking up earlier. But I've never changed. I've always been warm and comforting to you. Ever since we were all kids, I'd let you confide in me. I'd let you cry on my shoulder. I'd hold my precious puppy during your most vulnerable moments. I've even taken care of some of your problems. Didn't you ever wonder why some of the kids seemed to transfer when they were cruel to you? It wasn't the princess rubbing their fingernails. It was your cuddle bunny taking care of you, just like our future will be together. If even one of your closest childhood friends was lying to you all this time, putting on a fake persona, what's that say about all your other friends? They just want to use you. Your teachers and employers don't actually care about you. They'd replace you in a second if it means better products or a better test score. Teachers don't care if you pass. They just want to sell you their books for $200. To what they consider as little pay piggies. They know you don't actually need the book, but if they require it, they can make money from you. Then, your employers are just trying to find the most efficient, cheapest worker. They don't care about quality, or care, or purpose. All of which you provide. They just want to use you until they can toss you aside. Replace you with a robot or AI the second they can. Why take risk? Why worry about your heart being broken when you can stay in my arms forever?
He says he never lies, but he is not as comfy and safe as he says he is. He is just as much of a storm as I am. Sometimes the targets were taken care of before I even got there. Some of the scenes I walked into were beyond horrific. And that's coming from me. Don't trust him, darling.
Everything I do is for you. It's all for you. I have never lied to you. I always tell you I'm going to do something before I've done it. Shh. Listen. Don't you hear it? It's real. The sound of comfort. This heart beats for you. It resembles the safe haven you have in my arms. The safety you'll always have with me. Just like my warmth being real. These arms around you. The softness of my skin. The fabric running against each other. I offer it all to you. I've never lied to you, and I never will. You will be safe with me. You will never have to worry again. You'll be fed food, given affection, a nice tight collar around your neck, a safe haven for my kitten. You won't ever have to worry about the fear of being astray again. The rain will never touch you. You will always be safe with me. The storm may rage outside, but you're wrapped in protection. No droplet dare touch my back.
We are the storm still. It doesn't matter if you stay in his arms. You're still in the middle of one. You belong with me. Who cares about being in the eye of a storm when you can be the raging thunder? We could go anywhere. You lose no freedoms in me. Rather, you'd be more free than ever. We can show off to everyone and anyone who looks even a little too long until the sun gets burnt. We would be adorable, the best couple. We might even be the only couple. Come on. What do I have to do to prove my love? I've already done so much. It's not all just promises. I've never hidden my results, unlike him. While I may not have been entirely truthful, I don't lie. I'm brutally honest and care. The only reason he says he never lies is because he doesn't have to lie if he never says it. If he just hides things. Now, is that really being honest? Yeah, that's it. Move aside, bunny boy. I want my darling. I'll show them all the affection I can give. I know they love me more.
So brutish in everything you do. Are you really going to try and challenge me when it comes to affection? I've practiced while they're asleep. I know exactly where their ears are most sensitive. The best spot to kiss, to make their entire body tingle.
It's not about strategies or equations. It's about love. Showing your true love all comes from the heart, not from your research. I'll prove that my love is real, stronger, and is only for you, darling. I won't let you fall for his temptation. You're mine, and only mine.
You were always mine from the beginning. I know how everything that makes you happy. I know everything about you. Every guilty pleasure. Every dark secret. Every embarrassment. And everything that can make you shiver and tingle. In my hands, you will have the happiest possible future. You'll be mine, forever and always. Just like how you are when you sleep.
Yeah. I care about you more than anything in this world. Even if some god tried to stand in between us, I would just tear him down. I would push past any limits. Nothing is impossible when it comes to us being together. If gravity was keeping us apart, I would simply just float. If it was a horde of warriors keeping us apart, I would slay every single one of them. No matter how much I get kicked down or told it's impossible, I will always make my way to you, to hold you, to care for you. It's my fate to destroy anything getting in the way of us, no matter how minuscule or gargantuan. I will always be there to fill your ears with kisses.
There will always be threats on the outside world, especially if you try and be with her. Unlike her, who will bring you right to the outskirts of the storm, everything will wither before it even gets the chance to take a peek at my puppy. My love has no bounds. If you're worried about impossible things like gravity or God standing in the way, then I expect there to be troubles for the so-called darling. If you truly loved Poppy like I did, those threats would never happen. I would take apart gravity before it even has the chance of touching my precious birdie. Weakness. Even allowing yourself to be held by the bounds of fate. With you in my arms, fate will mean nothing. We will have an entirely separated from that concept. It will only be us. We will become fate itself. Anything attempting to get in our way would never have existed in the first place.
Half of what you say doesn't even make sense. I don't even need words to show my love. My actions will prove it alone.
Two can play that game.
No.
They should be gaining their motor skills back now. I think it's time a choice is made.
Well, I think it's time for me to take my prize.
So, time's up. How
do you
love?
What do you mean? Both of us?
But I thought I showed you my love.
Do you really like him that much?
Is it not enough?
But what about us, though? We're meant to be.
What?
Both?
But you can't really expect me to share with her.
With him? Really?
Well, of course I love you, Kitty. But sharing is asking for a lot. You're supposed to be mine, and you expect me to share.
I have an idea. You said share, so if we just split you in two, we'll always be with you. We'll never have to be apart.
Maybe you're onto something.
If I can't have you,
no one can. So, time's up. How
do you
love?
What? You choose him? How? Why?
You were destined to lose from the start. You haven't put in the same time or effort that I have into my puppy.
No, this isn't happening. You can't have my darling. They're mine. I knew I should have gotten rid of you. That's it. If I can't have my darling, no one can. And I'm going to start with Bunny Stew. I feel funny.
You think I didn't plan for this? Did you really think I gave you the water out of kindness of my heart? You're a danger to my puppy. I had to make sure you behaved. Now listen here. I gave you your chance. If I even so much as catch a glance from you, a simple scent of the dark snatcher you're trying to be, I won't be so kind. Your stalking will stick to social media. You know what I'm capable of. And that was when I was in a good mood. You stay away from my kitten. Do you understand?
You pathetic rodent. Why do you want to take everything from me? My darling, they're everything to me. Please.
When you wake up, you'll be back home. Don't forget what I told you. And for my precious bunny, we'll be home sweet home in no time.